is home for you? This is one of the hardest questions you could ask me. I grew up moving between countries and cities. I cannot call any one place home. Instead, home has become more of a feeling than a permanent location. Home is where I feel safe, comfortable, and welcomed as my true, multifaceted self. So I was struck by what Moses declares in Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. Moses must have known the struggle to identify home. He was born an Israelite, yet raised as an Egyptian prince, torn between two worlds. He spent 40 years in Midian as a shepherd, and then traveled through the desert for another 40 years, leading the Israelite people out of slavery and into the refuge of the Promised Land. Moses, this wanderer, identifies God as his home, his dwelling place. If home is a place of welcome, comfort, and safety, then God is truly the epitome of home. With God, we are safe. The Bible says that God will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. He is an ever-present help. He notices our tears and invites us to give our burdens to Him because He cares about us. Even in our most fragile states and seasons, we are secure with God. And because we are safe with Him, we can be comfortable. We don't have to hide our feelings or pretend to be someone we are not. Psalm 139 reminds us that God has examined our hearts and knows everything about us. What we think, when we rest, when we travel, and even what we're about to say. Yet, He does not use His knowledge against us, or turn away from what He sees. Instead, the psalm says that He goes before us and follows us, placing His hand of blessing on our head. He is a consistent presence and support to us, wherever we are. With God, we are always welcome. As David says in Psalm 27, verse 8, my heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. Just as Moses and the Israelites sought refuge in the Promised Land and discovered that God was their ultimate dwelling place, so God offers a home to each of us today, including modern refugees. What a joy it is to know that no matter where we come from or where we are in the world, with God, we are always at home. And how meaningful to know that because we are secure at home with God, we can go out into the world and extend welcome, comfort, and safety to refugees and wanderers who need it. This World Refugee Day, we invite you to participate in ADRA Europe's art contest, Home, Shelter, A Place to Belong. To learn more about the competition and about refugees, visit adra.eu. That's ADRA.eu.